What's the latest?
Kareem hit the practice field for the first time in 2 weeks, Bill, yesterday evening. So good to have those guys back out there. And the thing is, we don't really know. Mullen said we'll know Saturday who's playing and all that, but we just really don't know who's available. And Scott Strickland last week was on Feinbaum and said, it was going to be single digits for as many people that were missing, but Mullen wouldn't necessarily go that far with describing it yesterday. I'm sure some gamesmanship's going on there from his side. But, Bill, we just don't really know, who got hit, what position groups got hit harder than others. And, we'll find out Saturday who goes on. But, Florida, everything looks good now. We'll get the numbers today. One more of the testing numbers a day to see maybe how many that they'll end October with and how many they had from last week to this week. So we'll see. It ended up being 31 total was the report from last week. So Florida got hit hard, Bill. So we'll see how they bounce back from this. Against a Missouri team who, Bill, the last two games they've played, they've won in two different ways: a shootout with LSU a couple weeks ago, and then a slobber knocker. Kind of grinded out type of game against Kentucky this past weekend. So I think if everything was normal, you feel pretty comfortable about a win. But now with after COVID and all that, you just don't really know what to expect from Florida on Saturday.
Gator Dave joins us on Tuesdays. My initial feeling is these layoffs don't tend to hurt teams as bad as maybe we thought they would. Do you see it the same way?
Well, who can we compare it to? Maybe Oklahoma State this past week who came out and, it didn't look like they affected them all too much. But, they weren't necessarily a team that was hit all that hard. They had to delay one of their games because they were playing Baylor, and Baylor was hit pretty hard. But Baylor's in a different situation. They're still trying to build that program now with first-year head coach Dave Aranda. But they were hit hard, kind of like Florida, and they had missed some practice time as well. They played Texas, and probably what you kind of expected. I don't think many people were expecting Baylor to kind of win that game anyway. So, not really. There's not a whole lot of situations out there where I think a team has been off the field for pretty much 2 weeks, and basically 3 weeks before they play a game. And like I said, Baylor, I think, is one of the teams that come to mind there. So the situation is not exactly the same. But, yeah, Bill, I kind of agree. I do think it's, since we don't know a whole lot of details about, say it's the offensive line or defensive line, that got hit pretty hard for Florida. Where are those guys at as far as physicality-wise? If you go this long without playing, and I think it's pretty imperative that Florida gets off to a pretty fast start on Saturday and put some points up early on Missouri, and you may kind of have to hold on like you did against Ole Miss and South Carolina, because if it's the trenches that got hit hard, Bill, I do worry, can they hold up for four quarters, or what are they going to be like when the fourth quarter rolls around? So I do think it's pretty important for Florida to get off to a fast start to maybe have to hold on in the fourth quarter, and also just play with some confidence, not being out there for a while. I think it'd be pretty important for Florida to get off to a fast start. The offense has done that in the three games they've played so far. The defense has not. So I think for both sides of the ball, a fast start will benefit them more than anything out there.
Some Gator fans may say that it might help the defense. Can't play any worse, huh?
Bill, that is certainly out there. There is a fraction of the fan base that they want to see a youth movement. They're tired of seeing guys that we've seen play safety back there out of position and not making plays, or even some veterans that you expected to make plays, like a Marco Wilson out there not playing his best football. And so it does look like Kyrie Campbell did tweet out last night that it's good to be back. So it looks like Florida will get him back. And Bill, I don't want to label him this all SEC type of talent, but he's good. He can help right there in the middle. Probably played one of his best games of the year last year versus Georgia. So you can see the talent there. I think you pair him with T.J. Slayton, and what that is going to allow Florida to do is allow some of those guys there to play in their more natural positions. Zachary Carter doesn't have to play defensive tackle when he's better at playing defensive end. Brenton Cox doesn't have to play defensive end when he's better standing up and playing that rush end position. So, you know, I don't want to label Kyrie Kimball as this big important piece as, you know, far as production and him being some all-SEC guy, but he does allow other guys to play in their more natural positions. And I do think that would help the defense with guys, especially up front, playing in their more natural positions.
Kyle Pitts, can he play defensive end?
I want to try, Bill. And you know what? There's another benefit right there, Bill. You want to bring him up. I mean, toward the end of that Texas A&M game, he looked like he was hobbling a little bit. You know, and I'm sure these last 2 weeks there have helped him a little bit recover from that. So hopefully you have a near 100% Kyle Pitts. You know, and that didn't necessarily have to do much physically these last 2 weeks. You know what you have to him. That passing game just got to stay in sync. You know, I wouldn't caution. I talked right to Gator fans and getting too worried about, you know, Florida has scored on the very first possession on offense in their first three games. You know, it might take a little slip here just because of what they had to deal with the last couple of weeks. But I don't think it'll take long for that offense to get back in sync.
Tell you what, Missouri, you touched on this, but they're kind of a pesky team. Eli Drinkwitz, he's only been there this year. Looks like he's doing a good job for them, but they're playing with some confidence and some grit right now.
And doing it with a young quarterback, Bill. Bazelak has, like I said, went toe-to-toe with LSU in a shootout a couple weeks ago, and then, you know, really just kind of played within a game plan and didn't really all mess up too much while Roundtree went crazy versus Kentucky this past week. So, yeah, I mean, they're figuring out along the way, and I thought Drinkwitz was a good hire, kind of a good culture fit for what they're doing there. And, I mean, what he did at App State, I mean, it's kind of track record speaks for itself there. So, you know, I think you can expect a smart team. And Missouri always gets Florida trouble. It doesn't matter since they come into the SEC. It's just one team that has given Florida a game after game after game. Even last year, you know, Florida was much better than Missouri, but still took a pretty good performance on the road for Florida. So, yeah, I think Missouri, especially with everything going on, definitely a good opponent. Florida just can't overlook. You got Georgia next week, but you got to think, you know, you're ready to go out there and play, no matter who the opponent is, dealing with everything you dealt with the past week. Go out there and get on the field, get that game feeling back, and go out there and put a good performance out there before you got to go play Georgia the next week. But, you know, Florida, like I said, Florida can't overlook Missouri. Their last two games have proven they can play. The season didn't start off too well with Alabama and Tennessee, but they've rallied together to put a pretty good team together coming into Gainesville this week.
What was it I saw out of Mullen? He was talking about the defense. He's been working with the defense, he said, whether it's Zoom meetings or what have you. And he said he wouldn't tell them what to do. He's just there to motivate. Is that basically what the paraphrase would be?
Yeah, pretty much, Bill. And I do know after the A&M game, they had – this is before, you know, they had to cancel all football operations. They had – long in-staff in-person meetings on Sunday and then long in-staff in-person meetings on that Monday before everything got taken down. And, you know, Mullen said yesterday in his press conference, you know, he's not going to tell them what to do, but he will challenge them. And it's pretty interesting because, you know, Urban Meyer was on the Fox's pregame show, and he kind of singled out Ryan Day and Dan Mullen saying, you know, the best offensive coordinators are also great, great defensive minds. Those guys can be defensive coordinators if they wanted to. Yeah, I probably wouldn't take it that far, but that's how he described Dan Mullen and Ryan Day. So it does, you know, bring up the question, if Urban Meyer thinks that way about Dan Mullen and he's telling the truth and not just, you know, throwing stuff out there, you know, what can Dan Mullen do to help Todd Grantham? Because at this point, you think there's got to be a heart-to-heart somewhere along the way. Say, hey, look, we got this offense. This offense is humming. It's a championship-level offense. And now it's the defense that's holding us back. You can't get us the ball. You can't get off the field on third down. We got to have some help. We've got to get the ball back. So I think they've had to do a lot of identifying, watching a whole lot of film these last couple of weeks to, you know, go put the best players in the best position. Make sure the right players are on the field right now. And it's going to have to turn around, Bill. If Florida wants to beat Georgia and if Florida wants a chance to go play Alabama in the SEC championship game, that defense is going to have to get better. The offense is not going to be able to carry them throughout the rest of the season.
Georgia Dog says, tell Gator Dave congrats on the big commitment yesterday, which was Jeremiah Williams out of Birmingham. Tell everybody about him.
Yeah, big-time outside linebacker, defensive end type deal. Looked like Auburn for a while. But if you kind of go back to the spring, he was ready to commit to Florida on the visit before everything shut down. I think he took a visit in February. He was kind of ready to commit to Florida on that visit there. And then over the summer, he was ready to commit to Florida. Auburn got word of it, and it didn't happen. And then, but in the end, he ended up committing to Florida yesterday anyway. So it could be a Florida-Auburn battle most of the way there. Some more Georgia might have been trying to sneak in late, but I don't think that was too much there. I think it mostly was a Florida-Auburn battle. Bill, but I guess the only detractor from it, Florida has a lot of guys who can play that buck, that outside linebacker position, but this is one of the top-rated players in the country, so you can find a spot for him. You just figure it out along the way. But Florida looking really, really good closing out this recruiting class. Not too many spots left in this recruiting class, but picked up a big one yesterday.
And they're at I was looking at the composite, number 8, I believe, right now, nationally.
Correct. Yep. In about, so, I'd say, no more than 4 spots left now. So, we got till February to get it all done, but not many spots left in this Florida class.
Just looking at it, and we've got a bunch of games, hopefully, that we play, doesn't look like, other than maybe Georgia in a rematch, there's much in the SEC to battle Alabama with, is there?
Bill, maybe that's the most surprising thing to me. When everything went to the 10-game SEC schedule, I told myself there was no way our SEC team was going undefeated. I mean, and the crazy thing is I had Alabama going undefeated up to this point anyway.
Yeah.
But now just looking at it, I'm just like, I don't know who's going to beat them. I really don't. Maybe I expected LSU to be a little bit better than what we've seen so far. Maybe they're figuring things out after that performance versus South Carolina this week. But Texas A&M, to me, looks kind of like the best team, second best team in the SEC West right now. Alabama already went and throttled them, already went and throttled Georgia as well. So, and Bill, unless they just have a down week, or maybe the Waddle injury hurts them more than we think, maybe they drop a game along the way. But right now, Bill, I have a hard time picking it. I couldn't tell you who's going to go and beat Alabama right now. And definitely a different thought I had coming into this season with a 10-game SEC schedule and how difficult I thought that would make it. And maybe it adds up toward the end of the season. Maybe we start seeing a whole bunch of upsets toward the end of the season when you play 10 SEC games. But right now, Bill, I can't put my finger on who's going to beat Alabama.
Boy, sad news about Jalen Waddle, though. Love watching him play. Gosh.
He was so fun to watch, and it's just amazing to me, Bill, watching Alabama and just the change of it was a game manager at quarterback and run the ball, and now just the receivers they had last year, Bill, and then you turn around and see it again this year, and they have guys in the pros making plays. I mean, if I'm a wide receiver, I don't know why I'd go anywhere else but Alabama. I mean, they're making plays in the NFL. They're on highlights every weekend in college football. I mean, it's just the culture change and the way they've been able to do it. And get credit to Nick Saban. He's the best to ever do it. And part of the reason is because he evolves better and he doesn't wait to evolve. He may wait a season too long, but, it doesn't take him long to readjust and be back at the top.
Tell everybody about the podcast Gators Breakdown.
Everybody can get Gators Breakdown at news4jax.com/GatorsBreakdown or your favorite podcast platform. YouTube version out there as well. A couple episodes this week. They had Neil Blackman from Saturday Down South joined us last night, Bill. So I know Neil very well. We talked about, does the outlook change for the Gators after all this COVID stuff? I'll have a recruiting episode this week as well with all the big news around recruiting and a Missouri preview out later this week as well. So good to be back into the swing of things for a game week for the Gators, Bill.
Good stuff, Dave. See you next week.
Thanks, Bill.
There you go. Gators Breakdown, the podcast. There is Gator Dave joins us on Tuesdays. Very informative.